Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Simin Shin Lamed Dalet, still, which deals with the halachos of fire and other disasters on Shabbos. And we're in the very top line, Sif Tes Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Im Hiniach Tfilin Bi Arniki. If you intentionally put your tefillin into a bag, Arniki, the Ramah tells us, a perish a kiss, a bag of some sort that is filled Mole Mos. Now, you want to say, well, I haven't allowed to take out the tefillin. Can I take out the bag with the money as well as the tefillin? So the Mechaber says, Yochol Atzilo Bnei Adleika. You're allowed to go save the money that's in this bag, which now has the tefillin in it as well, from the fire. Or, alternatively, Omit Bnei Haganavim, or Gazlanim. If there are marauders over there, if there are thieves, if there are going to be the chance that this bag of money is going to get stolen, you can put your tefillin in it, and now you have the hetter to take out your tefillin. Lamakum Sheochol Hatzilat Tefillin, to a place that you're allowed to bring the tefillin to, all the dinim that we learned earlier in this simon, and under what circumstances, with an erev, without an erev, whatever you'd be allowed to do, according to each opinion, you'd be allowed to intentionally put the tefillin into this bag with money, and then take the bag with money out with the tefillin inside of it. That's the first lenient opinion that's brought down here by the Mechaber, and this is brought down the Baragola Oschof in the name of the Baal HaTruma. However, then the Mechaber brings down V'yesh Misha Omer. There is an alternative opinion that's brought down in the Baragol Oslamed by the Smag in the Mordechai Sheomer that says the Hainu Davka Kishenicham Shon Me Erev Shabbos. This would only be allowed if the money and the tefillin were together in this bag on Erev Shabbos. And now on Shabbos comes the fire, or comes the ganav. Now you're allowed to take out the tefillin with the bag of money, but otherwise you would not be allowed to do so if you put it in there on Shabbos. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah to explain this in a little bit more detail. The Mishnah Berurah begins in Siv Katan Mem Dalet, and he writes, Hainu afilu l'chotzer shenu morevis. According to the opinion that you're allowed to take the tefillin out into a courtyard that doesn't have an erev around it, so too you could take this bag of money with the tefillin inside of it to that same courtyard. That's the more lenient opinion. Then he brings down the more machmir opinion, Siv Katan Mem Hei, V'yesh Mish Omer, Dahainu v'chule. This is the opinion that we brought down, name of the Smag and the Mordechai, that says you're not allowed to do this. He brings down, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hinei betaz v'mogen avrom kosu d'leka b'ze plukta. The Taz and the Mogiv Rabbim say this is actually not a machlokus over here. It's not really a lenient opinion and a stricter opinion. Ela what? The kulei alma osu lechatchilo laniach tefillin eitzol mos b'shas hadlaka kidei lehatzil mos. Everybody actually holds that once there's already a fire on Shabbos, you can't go put your tefillin into that bag and now say, oh, my tefillin are there, I can take out the bag with the money and my tefillin. Everybody agrees you can't do that. So what are they then saying? Avol l'miniach b'shabbos tefillin eitzol mos. The Achakach Noflo Deleika, the lenient opinion that we brought down, said that if, in fact, on Shabbos, before the fire, you put your tefillin into this bag that has money in it as well, and then a fire comes, Pshita, the Shari Latzilo Lekuliyama, then everybody would say you're allowed to go and take the bag with the tefillin and the money out. And you wouldn't have to go and shake out the bag to get the money out so you can remove the tefillin. And the Vilna Gaon says, the Vilna Gaon says that the correct understanding is like the Mechaber said over here. He says, no, the way we originally explained it, that there is a lenient opinion over here that says you're allowed to, on Shabbos, once you have the fire, go put the tefillin in the bag with money. That is a simple reading of the Mechaber. The Vilna Gaon says that's the correct reading of the Mechaber, and Ayin Sham looked there for further details. Sivkot Memvav. Everybody agrees, however, if it was there on Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to take out the bag with the tefillin and the money that were all together on Erev Shabbos if there's now a fire on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Memvav, Hainu, Le'inyan Shia Yochol L'Hatzu L'Chotzu Shenem Revis, that you'd be allowed to bring this out even to a courtyard that didn't have an Erev around it. However, Avol L'Hatzu L'Shus HaYochid, but to go and take it into a Rishus HaYochid, then we've already learned, Mavor L'Kame B'Sif Yud Zayin, the Yesh Matir and Afil Aydei Kikar V'Tino Kishmaniach Alov B'Shas Adleika. We'll see in a moment in Sif Yud Zayin that in the certain circumstances, you're allowed to go put a baby or a piece of bread on something that's muksa and take it out because of a fire on Shabbos. Since you have had to take out the baby or the kikar, you're allowed to take out the other thing as well. And it's brought down in the Mogen Avram, and is also Muchach from the Vilna Gaon in Sif Yud Zayin, which we're going to learn right now. So in Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber tells us, Yesh Matirim, there is an opinion over here, and again, the Baragola tells us this is the tour in the name of the Smag, and also in the name of the Yerushalmi, and there's also other poskim who say that lahatzil diskia is day sack. It's a double sack. It's like a double saddle bag over here. This bag, if it has inside of it malaya mos, it's filled with money, you'd be allowed to go and take it out on Shabbos, which is muktzah, and you wouldn't be allowed to do this if you went and put ayidei kikar, you went to put a loaf of bread on it. The loaf of bread is not mukzah. You're allowed to save a loaf of bread, and therefore you can carry it out, this loaf of bread, with this bag of money underneath it. O tinok, or a child you put over there, and then you're allowed to carry the bag out with the child to prevent it from being destroyed, the kikar, or chas v'shalom, the baby getting hurt, min hadlek, from the fire. O min haganavim, v'hagazlanim, or from thieves. The dafka, you can only do this lushos hayachid into an area where there's no problem of carrying. Avalul chotz shenu merevis, but you wouldn't be allowed to go and carry this out into a courtyard that didn't have an area around it, because that would be forbidden. The Rama adds, matzila nasvarim avilul chotz shenu merevis, as opposed to svarim, you'd be allowed to go and bring out even into a chotz that isn't merevis. The Ber Hagola over here in the asterisk says that this should be v'chein, likewise, matzila nasvarim avilul chotz shenu merevis. Ulumavoy, the Mechaber tells us, as well as to in an alleyway, which the Ramah tells us means pirush mokum shenichnasim imenu lechatzeros. That's from the courtyards going into the alleyways. Even shelo nishtatfuvo, even though again there is no eruv over here, there's no a what's called the shituf mavayos, which is equivalent of an eruv for a courtyard, is an eruv over here called the shituf for a number of courtyards into an alleyway. However, the Mechaber does qualify this, and he says ubuvad, with the exception, however, that this has to be this alleyway, shirbo shalosh mechitzos, has to have three sides to it. Only one side is open, and on the side that's open has to have a lechi, a post over there, which is a hecker, a reminder that you can't go beyond that point. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot Memzayin, v'hainu, we're talking here, shiyoch litin afilu lechatchila b'shabbos lahatzil yodim. You'd be allowed to do this even lechatchila on Shabbos, to put the loaf of bread or the child on this bag of money to save it on Shabbos from the fire, from the robbers. Even if the loaf of bread is worth $2 and the bag of money is worth $500. So even though there's not an equality over here in terms of their value, nevertheless, you're allowed to move the $500 bag of money in order to save the $2 loaf of bread. Below Marina was then, we don't say the abatel legabi amos. We don't say that the $2 loaf of bread should be batel to the $500 bag of money. The af agav the alma also letaltol dover amukza aide dover heter hamunach alov. Even though under normal circumstances you would not be allowed to move this, the lo amru kikar otino, because the rabbis only gave you permission to use this loaf of bread or a baby elalinian tultal ames bovad. The source of this is from the heter to move a mace, a dead body, rachmon l'slan on Shabbos, which you wouldn't be allowed to move, but you're allowed to move it if you put a baby or a loaf of bread on it. So that's a special, specific heter. So that applies here as well. Here, because of the financial loss that you'd suffer because of the fire, the rabbis also gave you permission to take advantage of this kula. And the Mechaber tells us as well, we had brought down a very lenient opinion earlier in this siman in Sif Beis. It said, for money to save for Hefzid Gadol, you'd be allowed to do this even without the kikar or the tinok. The Mishbur in Sivkot and Memches added over here that the Mechaber tells us you need to have in this alleyway, even though it doesn't have a shituf mavoyos, it doesn't have an eruv, so to say, around it, but it needed to be enclosed on three sides and to have a lechi on the fourth side. But Mishbur tells us in Sivkot and Memches, avo below lechi, if it doesn't have the lechi, then it has the halachic status of a karmelis, have like a karmelis, the lohut rafilu b'shul svarim, and then you wouldn't be allowed to bring out their money, and you wouldn't even be allowed to bring it to that area without an eruv around, without a shituf mavoyos over here, even svarim. Now we go to Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, Kosvu Mishem Gon. It's brought down the name of a certain Gon. We don't know who this Gon is. The Mechaber tells us one of the Gonim said, Shemuta Lomar Le'eno Yehudi, that one is allowed to tell a non-Jewish person, Lahatzil Svarim in Hadleka, to go and save your Svarim from the fire, Afilu Derech Rishus Harabim. Even if the non-Jewish person is going to have to bring the Svarim into Rishus Harabim in order to save them, this Gon said that this is permissible for one to do. And this is brought down in the name of Shiboli Leket. We don't know the name of the Gon. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotin Memtes, the Shvus, the Amir Leina Yehudi, this prohibition is only a rabbinic prohibition not to tell a non-Jewish person to do work for you. So Shari Mipnei Bizoyon Kisvi Kodesh, the rabbis allowed you to transgress what normally would be an issue of Amir Liakam over here in order to preserve the Kisvei Kodesh. The Af Gemaros, this would apply not only to Tanakh, but even for Gemaros or Shra Svarim or any Svarim, would be included. Heavy Bechlal Zeh. It brings down the name of the Prima Gadim. This includes all Kisvei Kodesh, not only Tanakh. Now we go to Sif Yotes. The Mechaber writes, Kol Masha Mutu Lahatzel B'nei Adleika, anything that is permissible to be saved because of a fire. So the same halacha applies. It's not a din in fire only, it's a din in destruction. So Mutu Lahatzel, one would be allowed to save it, to be permitted to carry this out of an area that was going to be swamped, mimayim, that would be nebuch flooded, or mishar dvorim hamadin, or any other natural disaster, or any other problem that would cause the destruction of these svarim, or in the cases where we allowed the money, anything that would be allowed for fire is also allowed for these other disasters. Siv Chaf, the Mechaber writes, Hagilyonim, if you have over here pieces of parchment that don't have any writing on them, Shalamala, Vishalamata, that are above or below the writing, Vishabain Parshala Parsha, or that are in between the parshos, Vishabain Daf Ladaf, or in between a page to another page, Vishabitchilasa Sefer, or at the beginning of the Sefer, Vishabisofa Sefer, or at the end of the Sefer, Ain Matzila Nosan. All of these are not allowed to be saved. They don't have the status of Kisvei Kodesh, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry them out on Shabbos. What exactly are we talking about over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Nun, Shenechtechu Min HaSefer, they were cut out from the Sefer. If they're part of the Sefer, of course, you save the Sefer, you can say that as well. But here we're talking about they were cut out of the Sefer. O Shenimchak HaSefer, or Nebuch, the Sefer has already been destroyed, it's been erased, V'lo Nishtayer Bo Pei He Osios, as we've said previously from the Parsha of Ahi Bin Sauron, we learned that the minimal amount to be still called a Sefer Torah, to be allowed to save it on Shabbos, is that it have to have 85 Osios, 85 letters left that are grouped in words, albeit they don't even have to be together. So if it doesn't have this much, so then you're not allowed to save it, and you're not allowed to save the parchment as well. The shuv azalei kedusha say shel haklaf, the kedusha that the klaf originally had has, so to say, departed it. Shetachtov, that is, it's left it. Begam shel hagoyonim shesviva, and so too the parchment over here, the kedusha has left it as well. Then he brings down because of maram b'tshuva. The maram writes in the tshuva shahaya takana b'cherim. They made a very strong takana, which if you transgress this, you'd be put into cherim. Shalole katzeitz gilyon sefer. One should not cut out the blank parts of a sefer. Afilu kedei lichtov alav, even to use it to write other things on it. V'masas binyamin simin kuf. In the sefer Masas binyamin, he brings down the simin kuf. He's marich over there, herich al hagilyonim shel asvarim. He gives a big arichus there about these pages over here of the svarim, these parts of the svarim, shakoshin hasvarim, that when the people would go and bind these svarim together, they'd have to cut off part of the paper in order to be able to bind them, and then they would just throw it away. Now, did this have kedusha or not? And he said they allowed them to do this. And the reasoning is, why are they allowed to cut off these excess parts of the paper, so to say, so when they bound this into a sefer, or they bound it into a scroll, it didn't have kedusha, the parts that they cut away. How come? Hatam, the reasoning is, kivan de noagu kach, since this was the minhag to go and bind it in this way and to cut away these parts, havalu ki'ilu hisnu alei metchila. It's as if they made a takana, a tenai, originally to say, whatever gets cut away doesn't have kedusha. Whatever stays behind will have kedusha. And therefore, this is permissible. And he says, ayin and simen kufnu dalet sivches, where this is discussed further. And Dirshu footnote number 45 brings down that over there it says, that one must protest. If somebody wants to use Kisvei Kodesh for a non-holy purpose, to wrap Svarim, for example, Sharayu over Bekach Alav. This is a lav over here that says, Lo Sasum Ken Lashem Lokechem. You're not allowed to do this. V'hadover Osir, and you're not allowed to do this, it's prohibited. Afimizor Shlo Yimachaku Hatevos. Even if you're not going to wipe out any letters when you do this, because by using it as a binding over here or as a wrapper of some sort, you're ruining its kedusha. You're lowering its level of kedusha. The imkain, therefore, the Mishmur continues and he says, "Ein matzilin osam." If you're not allowed to go and do this, if it's separate now, so now you're not allowed to go and save it. It lost its kedusha. And then he brings down Uba Aguda b'Maseches Sofrim, Perek Vav. He writes, Hamechatech b'svarim, somebody cuts out parts of svarim, b'chadosh mutter, if they're brand new svarim, which we'll explain in a moment what that means, it is permissible. However, b'yishanim, if they're older svarim, then it's forbidden. And this is brought down even Morgan Avram. And the reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hatam, the bechadoshim ki histu mitchila dami, because if they haven't really been used yet, they haven't been learned from, so then they're considered like when you're cutting away those parts that was expected to be cut away, and it doesn't yet have the kedusha of the sefer. V'hazmana gam kin lav milsi, i.e., the fact that you say, well, we designated for the sefer, the hazmana, the designation, doesn't mean anything. However, avo b'shekvar lamdu mehem, but if they've already been learned from, so then in that situation, then even the goyonim over here have the status over here, the parchment over here, the unwritten on parchment has the status of being halachically like the sefer. Now, Dirshu footnote number 46 brings down, the Chavetz Chaim also writes down the similar idea in regards to a shas shadayin lo limdubo, a brand new shas that wasn't learned in yet. Mutu lekroa mimenu dafim, you'd be allowed to rip out pages from it in order to go and allow the printing to be better. Maybe they're talking here, I'm not 100% sure, maybe about galleys, and you have to do certain things to the galleys in order to be able to print the sefer. In any event, you're allowed to do this because ein hadfasa nechsheves elokazmana, because preparing it in this way wasn't meant to be learned with it, wasn't given a kedusha to it yet, and we have the rule hazmana lav milsi, just designating it for this purpose doesn't yet give it the status of being kedusha. As well, he brings out from Nissen Karlitz Shlita that the Chofetz Chaim lo hiter ela litlosh dapim mehasefer avo lo hiter bizoyon beguf hasefer atzmo. You're only allowed to do this in a way that's not a denigrating way to this, but in a denigrating way, even the Chofetz Chaim would not allow it to be done. In the next paragraph, he brings down that in the binding of the Sfarim, if you have to go and pierce certain things, and you're going to have some crumbs, so to say. You're going to have little pieces of the parchment, a little piece of the paper, be wasted as a result. So it's the opinion of both Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but Rav Chaim Shlita, both allow you to do this. That is considered an acceptable way to prepare the sefer. And therefore, these little pieces, this pirurim over here, could actually be thrown straight into the garbage. Siv Chafalev, the Mechaber writes, Ha'api Korsen, Nebuch, people that are heretics, they don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechaber tells us, Dahainu hu adukim b'avodas kochavim, they believe in Nebuch HaVodah Zarah. V'chein mumrim l'avodas kochavim, and likewise, people that are heretics for HaVodas kochavim, they have become apostates, shekosu lem kisei kodesh, but then they write Tanakh, ein matzilam osam. Those Tanakhs that they write don't have any status over here of Kedusha, and you're not allowed to say them on Shabbos, and even on a weekday, v'af b'chol, sorfon, one is mechuyev to burn them. They have no kedusha whatsoever, even though they have the shame, the yudke vavke, they have the askaros inside of them. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Nun Aleph, afilu ksav ashuris alaklaf ubedio, even if the apikorsim of the mumrim over here wrote them on parchment with ink in the proper way, with dio, in the proper ksav ashuris. Sivkot Nun Beis, even if there are askaros over there, why? Shekivan Shem Adukim, since these people are so immersed in their Avodah Zarah. Bevadei Kosu Oson L'Shem Avodah Zgilulim. When they wrote the Yudkei Vavkei, they didn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they meant something else, Rachmana Litzlan. And the issue footnote number 49 says the same thing would apply to a pair of tefillin that they wrote, and the same thing would apply to a Tanakh that they wrote. It would be preferable to read from a regular Chumash, even though we talked about how it's preferable to read from a Klaf, the Haftorah on Shabbos, but in this situation, one should rather read it from a Chumash than use this type of a parchment. Mishnah continues, he writes, Mikan Yesh Lahazir al Oson Matbeo Shalzo Vikesef Shetovu Oson Hadukin L'Shem Avodas Gilulim. Therefore, you have to be careful with coins, various gold and silver coins, that they emblazon the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them, but they did it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Sha'asurim Litlosim al HaSefer Torah. You can't go put them on the Sefer Torah. V'gam in Lahachzik Oson Birshuso. And you shouldn't even have them in your possession. Elo Yatichem Yad Kidei Shal Yeh Shum Zikor L'Maseim. You should go and melt them down, so you shouldn't have any Zikoron at all from their actions. And this is brought down in the Bach and the Tat. However, he brings down Harab Moreno, Harab Yehuda Miller, Nistapik Imutul Atichon. He questions whether you're allowed to go and melt them down, because maybe Shema Einon Minim Lavodas Gilulim. Maybe the people who made them aren't Minim Lavodas Gilulim, and therefore you'd be going and erasing over here the Yudke Vavke. Ubisuvas Chavas Yor Simin Tezayin Matil Hatichah Matbeos Shoshem Ben Dalid Shnasim Bnino Shveidin. He permitted in the tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer to go and melt down these coins that had the shame Yudke Vavke written on them in Sweden, Shveden is Sweden, mitan ki nitbu lo tziyam, because they didn't do it with the intention of having the shame of Hashem on it, they wrote it for secular purposes over here. And this is also mashma in the Prima Gadim, Ayin Shah. Furthermore, old kosav mashin ogim beezek kilos kishim avorchum chole v'govim mos we call echod or manichem aklim amos or sochar and kodesh. He says when they make a mishaberach, they go collect money from people and then they store that money in the sefer in the aron kodesh with the sifrei Torah lo yofe osin. That's an improper usage of the aron kodesh. Ayin sham, go see over there. And Taz over there explains sheyesham tuma alamat beos. The coins are improper. They shouldn't belong inside the aron kodesh. He says, in general, you're not allowed to go put something inside the Aron Kodesh. You should stop this minog. He brings that as well, to even put in older, worn out, the various curtains over here. You shouldn't put them inside the Sefer Kodesh. The Sefer Hasidim says you can't do that. That is a lowering of the Kedusha of the Aron Kodesh. However, others disagree. The Mogen Avraham, the Al Yerabbis say that that is not an improper usage of the Aron Kodesh. That was the proper usage. And he says as well to put Chumashim and others from the Aron Kodesh, Yizohir Lolas, those Cain, one shouldn't do this even for a short period of time, even if the Sefer Torah is not there. And finally, says the Minog that many have on Hoshana Rabbah, Simchas Torah, when they take out all the Sefer Torah and they go and put a candle inside the Aron Kodesh, the Taz brings down lechora also lasus came mishum shenimtsa shedof in aron hakodesh mishaneshes esener. You're using the aron kodesh again for an improper usage, and one should not do this. With this, we will conclude today's shiur.